Hello, this is Chatterbox, the talking, the Norwich Talking newspaper. You're about to listen to edition number 2096, recorded at our Peterson House studio on Thursday the 23rd of January 2020. If you have any news, comments or questions, do please call us on 01603 765 365. That is 01603 765 365. We always like to hear from listeners. This first part of Chatterbox is read by Don Cleaver
and Alison Aplin.
Before we move on to the news, we have three special announcements. First, a date for your diary. On Wednesday, March the 11th, Chatterbox will have our annual general meeting. The meeting will be at 2 p.m. at Bradbury Centre on Magpie Road, the headquarters of the Norwich and Norfolk Association for the Blind, or Vision Norfolk, as it is now called. The AGM will include the regular reports on Chatterbox activities and a special presentation by Vision Norfolk of some of the new technologies that are available to help the blind and visually impaired. The meeting will be followed by tea and cakes, and if last year's experience is repeated, these alone will be worth coming for. All volunteers and listeners are welcome to attend. But if you plan to come, it would help if you would send us a message confirming this. A phone call or a note in your returned wallet would be perfect. If you need to bring someone with you, that's fine.
The second special message is a follow-up to the information we provided a month ago about smart speakers. Several listeners contacted us when they heard about these, and we've now provided them with Amazon Echo smart speakers and helped them access Chatterbox and use the Echoes to find out information and listen to other broadcasts and music. Their initial reactions have been very positive. One has already decided he doesn't want to use memory sticks in the future. One smart speaker listener has written to us this week, saying, "Me and my wife want to thank you for the installation of Alexa for us. This has already given us so much enjoyment and to our grandchildren, as we can play music of our own choice, as well as nursery songs when they come to visit us. This has greatly enriched our life. Thank you." So, if you do not have a smart speaker, but you do have broadband or internet access, and you'd like to try using a smart speaker, do let us know, and we'll contact you to arrange for an installation visit. This is, of course, all free of charge, and you will continue to receive memory sticks every week. Our third announcement is an apology. Some of our listeners didn't receive the February 2020 edition of Chatterbox Let's Talk last week. We are therefore adding it again to this week's Chatterbox. If you heard it last week, you're welcome to ignore it the second time round. But if you didn't receive it last week, you'll be able to catch up with Let's Talk after this week's Chatterbox. In part one of this week's Chatterbox, we'll have letters from the evening news and a feature about Norwich over the water. But we'll start with stories from this week's evening news.
We start with three varied stories from Norwich. Norwich Airport has announced that the number of flights is going to increase, with new destinations in Turkey and the Canary Islands. Norwich schoolchildren clearly have an international outlook. They have been raising money to help wildlife impacted by the Australian bushfires. House prices in Norwich's Golden Triangle continue to soar.
Holidaymakers have a choice of 21 locations in 10 countries direct from Norwich in 2020, including two new summer flights to Turkey and a twice-weekly winter service to Tenerife. The airport has just launched its annual holiday guide, with new flights for 2020 being to the Antalya region in Turkey's Turquoise Coast, plus two flights a week to Dalaman, also in Turkey. In the winter 2020, there are also twice-weekly flights to Tenerife in the Canary Islands. And with up to four flights a day from Norwich to Amsterdam, it offers people 700 connections around the world.
They live thousands of miles away, but children in Norwich raised valuable funds for those affected by the Australian bushfire emergency. Since September, the devastating fires have killed at least 30 people, destroyed more than 2,000 homes, and burned through 10 million hectares of land in the southeast of the country, an area almost the size of England. And to support people and wildlife impacted by the crisis, senior school pupils from the Norwich High School for Girls raised £500 for the Red Cross and Save Koalas WWF Australia. The money was made through a non-uniform day, where staff and students wore Australian-themed colours or clothes. The group of senior school pupils also ran their own Australian-themed bake sale. A total of £500 has been raised so far, but donations are still coming in, and government officials hope to reseed burned areas to speed the forest recovery that could take decades or even centuries.
Norwich's Golden Triangle is living up to its name of commanding high property prices, with an end-of-terraced house listed for sale for £600,000 to £625,000. For the same price, you could buy an Edwardian five-bedroom house in three-quarters of an acre overlooking meadows in Loddon, or a Grade II listed thatched farmhouse with four bedrooms and a separate barn in the sought-after village of Carlton Road. But such is the demand for a home in the illustrious College Road in prime Golden Triangle turf and close to good schools that three estate agents are currently marketing an end-terraced home built in 1908 with accommodation over three storeys. Interestingly, it's not the most expensive terraced house in Norwich on the market. A Grade II listed five-bedroom mid-terrace is for sale for £785,000 in the Crescent off Chapelfield Road, also in the Golden Triangle. And there's a historic four-bedroom 16th-century terraced house in one of Norwich's most historic locations, Elm Hill, for sale for £725,000.